it had quite a grand opening and was quite popular for several good many years, mm-hmm. and especially during the Spanish-American War when Teddy Roosevelt stayed there and his officers and so forth stayed there.
Yeah.
You know.
Uh-huh.
And but after that, it began to not be so popular. And of course, when the boom burst in Florida, well, that hotel went broke, and finally the city did take it over. I don't know whether they took it over or whether it was given to them or what, but anyway. So they lease it to the University of Tampa for about $1 a year or something like that now.
That's a pretty good deal.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, are there any like sections of town that you might call the north side or the east side? Or the west
side? Yes.
I mean,
the north side was, anywhere from downtown on out to Sulphur Springs, you know.
Mm-hmm.
That would be the north side.
Mm-hmm.
In the original days, there used to be Tampa Heights and Seminole Heights and Sulphur Springs. That's where the three sections were out that way.
Mm-hmm.
And this section over here would be the west side, and it was Hyde Park, and then Palmacia built up, and then Beach Park, and so forth. It's the west side.
Okay. Is the west side, does the 75 kind of divide Tampa up? I mean...
No, the Hillsborough River originally did, I guess.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh.
And that's where you'd say who was on the west side would be the west side of the river.
Okay. When I first got to town, I was trying to figure out the streets, you know, and everything's like north, south,
uh-huh.
you know, east and west.
Well, the division now is... Well, from downtown and all the north section is divided at Tampa Street.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And over on this side is divided at Kennedy Boulevard.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And the east side divided at Adamo Drive, I guess. You know where that is?
Yeah. Okay. Okay, where would you say all the main offices of the big banks in Tampa are located?
Well, in the downtown section there.
Okay. Is there any other section where a lot of big office buildings are?
Oh, yes. Lately, they're building them all around everywhere.
Oh, really?
On West Shore out here, West Shore Boulevard, and then also even building. There are several companies that are building these office buildings right on the bay.
Oh,
they bought
yes.
this big property there and filled it in.
Mm-hmm.
And that's becoming real popular now. Offices.
So most people are moving out away from downtown.
Mm-hmm. Even the banks all have branch banks or banks with the same name.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know whether they have legalized branch banks yet or not. They have to call it. They got some other way to get around it.
Yeah.
But they couldn't for years. They couldn't have branch banks in Florida because so many banks went broke in the boom.
Uh-huh.
And they blame that on having so many branch banks. One big bank would have all these branches and so forth, and they couldn't control it well enough or something. So so they passed a law that they couldn't have branch banks.
What was this, the boom? Because I know most of the people I've talked to, a lot of them are not even from, Tampa.
Oh, yes.
I keep hearing about the big boom.
Well, about 1922 or 3, everybody got the idea, and they got this promotion of selling real estate in Florida.
Uh-huh.
And people just caught on and they started buying, and the people came down here by the thousands buying property, and some stayed and some didn't. But then the prices became inflated, like a lot that had been selling for $50 became $5,000 lots, and mm-hmm. so forth. And so it just became so overpriced and so forth that they had to finally